Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio, as he is at this time every week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, big Memorial Day weekend plans?
Maybe.
Okay, well, you figure that out. Meantime, I know a lot of listeners are still wondering about the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase Mach 3. Change one letter to an S, and you can spell a word for things that losers might ask for. What are they?
If you change one of the H's to an S, you can spell rematches.
Yep. All right, Ian, today is May 25th, or 5/25. For our listeners in the UK, I suppose it's 25/5. But either way, since 5 squared is 25, this week our questions are about squares.
Okay, well, we've got two of them already.
Mm-hmm. Promenade, grand right and left, circle left, and do-si-do are all steps that a caller can tell the participants to do in what activity?
Square dancing.
That's right. And there is a version of square dancing called nine pins, which is a square of the eight people with one more person in the middle. And then there's also a version called hexagon dancing, which is with six pairs of people. The red line of Boston's MBTA travels between Alewife Station and either a station called Braintree or one called Ashmont, depending on the branch you take. Along the line, there are five consecutive stations named for a square in Somerville or Cambridge. Four of those stations are Davis, Porter, Kendall, and Central. What's the fifth?
Harvard.
Harvard is right. Conservation of natural resources, control of corporations, and consumer protection, collectively referred to as the three C's, were the goals of a domestic program called the Square Deal. The early 1900s program was the brainchild of what progressive Republican president?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt is right. And his namesake, the other Roosevelt president, had his own deal, I believe. It was new.
A newer one.
It was a newer one. That's right. He had the newer one. The 1986 song Hip to Be Square was the second single released from an album called Four. That's F-O-R-E, exclamation point. The first single was a song called Stuck With You. Four was the follow-up to the 1983 seven-times platinum album Sports by what band?
Huey Lewis and the News.
And the News, yes. All of them had part in that album. This is possibly one of the most fascinating things I've learned in the last couple of weeks. The backup vocals on Hip to Be Square, some of them were done by football players Ronnie Lott and Joe Montana.
Huh. Okay.
And finally, airing from 1987 to 1992, the children's television program Square One Television taught mathematics to its viewers through game shows, songs, and other sketches. A regular feature was a segment called MathNet, which featured detectives Kate Munday and George Frankly, and was a parody of what TV series?
You're hitting all the sweet spots for me. Dragnet.
Yes.
I watched Square One. I love that show.
It's one of my favorite.
Math Man?
Yeah. And the first MathNet story of the series was a story called The Case of the Missing Monkey, and it starred one Yeardley Smith as a zookeeper.
Wow.
Yeardley Smith being the voice of Lisa Simpson. That's right. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can go to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase pocket square. Change one letter to an N, and you can rearrange the result to spell a six-letter word for a sound and a six-letter word for an instrument. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will indeed see you then.